turbulent magnetic field amplification by the interaction of shockwave and inhomogeneous medium, by Yue Hu et al. Magnetic fields on the order of 100 observed in young supernova remnants cannot be amplified by shock compression alone. To investigate the amplification caused by turbulent dynamo, we perform three-dimensional MHD simulations of the interaction between shock wave and inhomogeneous density distribution with a shallow spectrum in the pre-shock medium. The post-shock turbulence is mainly driven by the strongest pre-shock density contrast and cascades to smaller scales. The resulting turbulence amplifies the post-shock magnetic field. The magnetic field's time evolution agrees with the prediction of the nonlinear dynamo theory in Zhu Lazarian, 2016. When the initial weak magnetic field is perpendicular to shock normal, the total amplification of the field's strength achieves a factor of approximately equals 200, which is twice larger than the one in the parallel shock case. However, the strongest magnetic field has a low volume filling factor and is limited by the turbulent energy due to the reconnection diffusion taking place in a turbulent and magnetized fluid. The magnetic field strength averaged along the shock surface is reduced by a factor is greater than or equal to 10. We decompose the turbulent velocity and magnetic field into solenoidal and compressive modes. The solenoidal mode is dominant and follows the Kolmogorov scaling, even though the pre-shock density distribution has a shallow spectrum. When the pre-shock density distribution has a Kolmogorov spectrum, the fraction of the compressive component increases. We find that the perpendicular shock exhibits a smaller turbulent Alphenmach number in the vicinity of the shock front than the parallel shock. This was turbulent magnetic field amplification by the interaction of shock wave and inhomogeneous medium, by Yue Hu et al.